Too bad Earl couldn't make it. It was vindictive of me, but I couldn't help myself. Merlinda couldn't stand Earl. He was either Aunt Pearl's most ardent admirer or her secret boyfriend, depending on who you talked to. He was also competition for Merlinda. Earl was a sweet, harmless, 70-ish local, a retired farmer and widower who had recently sold his farm to move into town. I had no idea what an easygoing man like Earl saw in Aunt Pearl, or why Merlinda despised him so much. They both constantly vied for Aunt Pearl's attention. Merlinda's jealousy of Earl was the only crack I saw in her otherwise perfect demeanor.
"Earl's not coming," Aunt Pearl snapped. "The storm's too much for him."
What a shame. That only reminded me that Tyler was still out in the elements dealing with the snowstorm. As the weather outside worsened, so did my hopes of a romantic, intimate Christmas. Aunt Pearl scowled.
"Sen, pay attention. You might learn something. You'd be a better witch by now if you focused like Merlinda does."
Merlinda whispered something in a low voice as she swept her long black hair over her shoulder. The light in the room brightened like a sunny day. As it did, the sound of lapping water turned into crashing waves. A 3-foot crystal glass ball floated several inches above Merlinda's outstretched hands, pulsating with energy and light. Inside was a kaleidoscopic view of a tropical island, complete with palm trees, cabanas, and a swim-up bar. A ukulele strummed softly. A tropical paradise, under glass, complete with a theme song. How could I compete with that? Merlinda was at least as good a witch as Aunt Pearl, or maybe even better. I had never even considered that possible, because until now, Aunt Pearl was the most powerful witch I had ever seen. Not anymore. Needless to say, Merlinda's abilities were beyond the realm of my talents, by a long shot. I couldn't even conjure up a glass of water if my life depended on it, let alone create a seaside paradise in the palm of my hand. I fake smiled, hoping that the resentment burning inside me didn't show. "Bravo!" Aunt Amber clapped as she stood in the dining room doorway, an amazed expression on her face. "That's the best version of that spell I've ever seen." No wonder Aunt Pearl adored Merlinda. She was the perfect student and protege, nice to a fault, eager to learn, and from what I could see, she pretty much excelled at everything. Merlinda didn't stand up to Aunt Pearl's tantrums or ever question her pyromaniac pranks either. In Aunt Pearl's eyes, she was perfect. No wonder Merlinda was the teacher's pet. I couldn't blame Aunt Pearl. I, on the other hand, was a Pearl's Charm School dropout. I never really cared about my spellcasting prowess before, because sorcery wasn't my chosen career path. Yet the path was chosen for me, nonetheless. Even if I chose not to use witchcraft on a daily basis, it still remained part of my identity as a witch. Aunt Pearl says it's my destiny, whether I like it or not. It's my duty to cast spells, cook up potions, and perform other witchy duties as required. It's that last item in the job description that nags at me. Why can't I just exercise my own free will and live an ordinary life? Because no matter how hard I try, I just don't seem to possess the family talents. Mom excels at herbal potions and magical amulets, while Aunt Amber is an expert spellcaster. Aunt Pearl is an all-around master of all witchcraft disciplines, so she gravitates to teaching. She expects to turn out expert witches at Pearl's Charm School. I, on the other hand, have mastered none of those things, partly because I'm risk-averse, definitely not ideal in a witch, and partly because I lack discipline. I'm better at fact-finding, logic, and journalistic endeavors. Something Aunt Pearl calls my failed backup plan. She never lets me live it down.
"See how it's done, Sandrine?"
Aunt Pearl only used my full name when she was either mad or annoyed with me.